You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now,
take the dog out for a walk.
Many years ago, the
wife... Do you put your dog in a stroller, Mike?
No, but we do have a wagon for him for when he gets tired out there.
Okay, how old is your dog, though?
He's 12.
All right, now, look, but you take him out for a walk. Yeah, you just have to scoop his ass up.
That's right.
Okay, all right. I can live with that.
He's still getting used to it. He still wants his freedom.
Yeah, but he does. He's like, I'm a dog in a wagon. People are looking at me, man.
I mean, I've said this before. I dated a girl that had that little Papillon.
Yeah.
If you took him on a long enough walk, eventually he would just lay down.
Yeah.
Sure.
And just be like, all right, I'm done. You did it. Like, right. Too much.
You've walked me up.
But also, I think it's weird that people put him in strollers. But again, with that tiny dog, I was like, I'd never be one of those people. I bought that dog so many sports little outfits.
You'd be surprised in certain areas of the country. You know, it gets so hot. That you can walk a dog for a little bit, but like a corgi or something, you know, living in Phoenix. You know, walk
they're
a dog at 5 o'clock, the sun starts coming out. If you want them to go anywhere, you kind of need to get them off the ground.
Yes.
Because the concrete's so hot. Probably like 8-9 years ago, my wife at the time was doing veterinary work. We did this this trip to Mexico where basically you volunteer at the spay and neuter clinics. So we take the kids down there.
Are you part of the operation?
I'm part of the operation. Not the operation. I'm part of the recovery.
Okay.
So the vets go do their thing. So, you know, you name
one for the dog, one for me.
That's right. Well, I found some of that too. But you'd be surprised. Iguanas, bunnies, cats that are bigger than a normal house cat, as far as how high they sit up.
Yeah.
You know, so they had a different kind of a look to them. Tons of dogs. Dogs that look like they're not dogs. They're like mini wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kids had all kinds of things. So they were operating these spayed and neuter clinics. You go to one town during the day. You start at 7 o'clock in the morning. You last till 4. You try to get as many people done as you can. There's still a line down the road, you know, with these kids holding their pets.
This is an all-day thing.
Yes. Then you eat. You go to sleep. You wake up. You go to a different town. You do the same damn thing over. Second day.
Nah.
So my job is recovery. So once the animals are coming out of anesthesia.
You pull the catheter out.
They're going to look at this white guy they've never seen before, right?
All
right. No, I don't pull the catheter out. But they're past that point. You're just waking them up gently and making sure that they're okay. And then you take the animal to the owner, right? So day two, this kid brings in a raccoon. Now, I don't know. I just know that, you know, like there's animals laying on beds, you know, kind of around the area. And they're in order to wake up.
All right.
Like, so I put them on my shoulder, like, and I wake up the dog, and the dog's okay, and I wake up the cat. A couple cats freaked out on me.
Because of cats.
But then the raccoon. They say, you got to put the raccoon on your shoulder. You got to bounce the raccoon like a baby. And I'm looking at this thing, man, and it's asleep. And I'm just like, and it's a raccoon. And it's slowly, groggily waking up, and it's looking at me. And I'm looking at him, and I mean, our faces are like 6 inches apart. And I'm like, this is the most effed up thing.
You think it's going to rip your face off?
I'm thinking this thing is going to take my nose off or like just absolutely annihilate my face. And he just put his head back down on my shoulder and started snoring again. I was like, thank God. And so this little kid runs up. He's like, hey, can I have my pet? I'm like, yeah, here you go. Here's Rocky or whatever. And,
why do you have to bomb a raccoon up and down? Because I'm thinking of nature.
You're trying to just gently wake them.
Right, but I don't feel like Mama Raccoon would do that. I think she'd pick his ass up by the neck and shake him.
They're under anesthesia. They've been shaved. They've been cut into. They've had their crap removed. You know.
So can you tell if the animal can tell that it's been shaved? I mean, does the raccoon look down at its belly and kind of give you a second look? Like, I'm not going to ask questions, man.
Well, it's like when you have surgery.
But we just, know that.
I'm just saying, yeah. They don't just wake up in a room and be like, get up. And light's on. Like, they kind of slightly nudge you and kind of wake. You know what I mean? So I think same thing with the raccoon.
Hey, hey.
Right? Can you imagine you wake up out of surgery and they just flip on the light?
Time to go,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, here's your one pill. On your way.
Also, much like humans, the animals really, I learned this as well. Animals really need to go to the bathroom when they wake up out of anesthesia.
How many times do you get peed on?
Every day.
Every day.
Every single
lovely.
Day. Every day.
Cool.
Every day. Even just even a little squirt.
Did they sometimes warn you of that before?
Sometimes you hold it up and just let it go.
Did they warn you about this in advance?
They do not.
See, that's my only, like, can you tell
don't, you
people?
Don't, you don't know that.
Just let me, so I don't wear a shirt I like. That's all.
I mean, you're just in t-shirt and shorts.
And yeah, I know, but I might be wearing a t-shirt I like. Yep, like a band shirt, then it pees on me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was about 10, 12 years old, I was out rabbit hunting with my single shot 20 gauge. And I was walking a creek, and I came upon a den, and all of a sudden, this rabid badger came out of it.
A badger?
A badger. And it came charging at me. I had a single-shot 20 gauge. I put one round in it, and I'm running backwards, trying to reload it. It's still coming at me. I ended up putting, like, four more shells into it. In the head, like, it was hamburger meat. And it still was coming at me until about the fifth shot, and it finally succumbed to its injuries.
Those things are no joke.
Jesus, yeah. Man.
I've seen one rip a rattlesnake apart in eastern Washington, and I could not believe what I was seeing. Just the sounds, the noise, and the dust ball, and the fury,
right.
Just how they were just screaming at each other. Well, the honey badger was screaming at the snake, but I mean, it was National Geographic.
Are we the only animal that freaks out when a smaller animal charts? Or because, and look, I understand the badgers are nasty, right? It's not that, but like, I don't know. You see a giraffe, and you're staring each other down. It doesn't want you there, and you just decide, right, based on size difference. I'm going to charge him with everything I got. Just scream in my face. Yeah. Do they back off or they're like, this bitch is about to die? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, I mean, like lions, technically, female lions would be smaller than a giraffe, but the giraffe's still scared of that lion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, badgers are just a tough SOB.
Yeah, they are.
I did worked at the waterfront when I was in Boy Scouts and Boy Scout camp. And for 1 week, kids are there for a week. So there's six different weeks. So the kids come in. So they'll have different weeks. But for a week and a half, we had to shut down the entire swimming area, the canoeing and the rowing instruction area because of a beaver. whatever that beaver was going through. And then we never really saw the beaver too much after that. Maybe it was like kind of went into I'm pregnant hibernation in the nest.
Was the beaver like attacking people?
Yeah, absolutely. Swimming.
Jesus. I mean,
beavers are super nasty, dude.
And they're fast. They're a lot faster than you think they are. And when they were going up to the kids in the canoes, because you could rent them out recreationally. As long as you got your merit badge, you're allowed to take out a canoe and just canoe around the lake. So it wasn't actually during my teaching sessions. It was when they were just out having fun. One jumped into the canoe.
Oh.
Was able to get into the canoe with the kid. The kid freaked out and jumped into the water. And then the beaver jumped back out and went after the kid. Did not bite the kid.
I mean, I know it's not funny, but Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm serious.
Man.
I mean, I'd freak out if I was in a canoe and a beaver. I'm an adult. I'd freak out.
You got to remember, that tail is powerful. They can leap out of the water with that tail.
And they're big.
Yeah.
There's otters are the one where everyone's like, they're so cute. I'm like, right. But they will do everything they can to rip you apart.
Correct.
They sleep with their hands together. It's like a survival thing. They're not just being cute. Otters hate you. There's a woman in Bellingham, maybe? One of the waterfront areas, like 2 months ago, anyway. And they keep showing video of this. She's on a boat dock, and she's walking down the dock. And then you see one otter pop up, and then like five more are now on the dock. And they just give chase. And I can't remember like if she tripped or injured herself, if she actually got bitten. But she was there with her two kids. She's about 20 feet in front of the kids, but I mean, these otters are coming after, man. Mm-hmm. And this chick just takes off running, has to grab her kids and get the hell out of there. Yeah, and she launched a lawsuit.
All those little guys. Minks, you know, anything that looks like that, man.
Then why do people keep ferrets? Because ferrets are in that same.
Ferrets in the,
and they suck.
Wolverines are a bigger version of that.
Well, no one has a pet wolf.
Mongoose, all those things. Mongoose probably a little bit nicer, I bet.
They kill cobras, man.
That's why I like mongoose.
I mean, well, I appreciate them.
They look like they have a better disposition.
Like, otters look like they have a nice disposition. Then they want to rip your eyeballs out, man.
Well, they just like to lay on their back, float, and hold their babies.
Yeah.
So you feel like they must be nice, but they're not.
No,
right,
they're
but
not.
But thrills right, too. It's like, oh, they mate for life. Look how he holds her hand. It's like, so they don't die and float away.
But also, I've met people that have been married to their wife for 50 years, and I would not F with them. They're not nice. They're just monogamous. Let us not confuse them.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brent. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Yeah, all right. Gosh, after hearing all these, I don't know if it quite falls into critter territory, but they passed me through. So I got married a couple years ago out in the Philippines. It was gorgeous on a private island, all that fun stuff. And one of the first things I did was go jump in the pool. Our cabana is kind of right there. Had a good time. As I go back in, the door was slightly open. When I walk in, I see about four monkeys jumping on the bed, just tearing everything up.
That is a critter.
That is, in fact, a
critter. That's a critter.
Isn't there a song about monkeys jumping on the bed?
Yeah.
How does it go, man? I used to know this from a kid a little.
I had to call my best man in right away to get in there because I was, you know, just in shorts, and I started thinking of 12 monkeys, Congo, just attacking me, and he went in there and did, you know, earned his keep.
Well, what did your best man do? Because, look, I don't mess with primates, man. I don't care how small they are. I'm telling you, they're up to no good. They're too fast. They're too strong. They're too smart. And deep down, I think they just want to mess with you. So what did your best man do to get rid of four monkeys jumping on the bed?
He did his best impersonation of them. He walked in there and just, woo, 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 just, and they grabbed everything. It was basically a bunch of cookies, the jar, and just took off.
A jar
right
of what?
Next to the cookies was a real shiny rock, the engagement ring, so I'm happy they didn't grab that.
So they were just coming in there to loot the place.
Oh, yeah.
That's their deal now, man. And I want to say, it might be the Philippines, it might be Thailand, I don't remember, but one of the cities, the problem the tourists are having is that the monkeys have gotten smarter, right? So they'll snatch your phone, they'll snatch your glasses, all this crap. And the only reason they take it is because they know you want it.
Correct.
So basically, they will hold this until you give them something in trade. So you have to essentially go find food or whatever, and you have to trade. And like, look, if you offer them a banana, they're like, I'll give you your glasses for a banana, but this phone thing, everyone has, right? Because a certain number of people wear glasses, everyone has a phone. They have pieced together. This phone, whatever the hell it is, matters to all of the hairless monkeys, man. So you can hold that until you get like 16 apples. But like, and there, you can't just like shoot them or knife them or hit them or anything. So,
well, they get away quick.
Well, they do, but they're not completely disappearing. They'll go out of your arm's reach. And they're kind of offering like, I will give you yours back, but you need to give me something in return. And apparently, they will wait. Like, they will wait for you to I know there's a fruit stand down there. Go get me something, homie. And they will wait there for you. And when you come back, they'll drop your crap down to you.
Huh.
And I'm like, I don't want to visit there. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I know we have a policy in this country. You don't negotiate with terrorists. I don't negotiate with monkeys.
You're not getting your crap back.
I can't imagine opening up your hotel room, though. There's monkeys just bouncing around stealing crap in your room. Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.